My name is Elena Lindemann. I am the marketing director for Lactating Livestock Feed with Purina Animal Nutrition.
All right, and we're going to be talking about the Purina Feeding for 30 program, which was a presentation at World Pork Expo last week. Now, first of all, tell me about the Feeding for 30 program, what the goals of it are, and why it was launched.
The Feeding for 30 program is an educational initiative to promote proper sow nutrition and management with sow producers as well as the industry representatives. Purina Animal Nutrition is leading this program. We launched it 1 year ago in partnership with Zinpro Corporation. And this year we added another partner in this group, and that is DSM Nutritional Products. The reason we launched the program is it was becoming apparent that a lot of companies in the swine industry have a lot of good information, but the way that they were sharing it was a little bit disjointed and fragmented as far as the producer audience. We felt that there was also a gap in understanding proper sow nutrition and management as far as what's necessary to meet and maintain the current industry goal of 30 pigs per sow per year. Back in 2010, PIC issued this information that I thought was very impactful, that in the last 5 years prior to 2010, the productivity of an average sow in the U.S. has increased by 2.5 pigs per sow per year. But if the producers really were feeding the sows like they did 5 years prior to that or 10 years prior to that and have not adjusted their management practices or nutrition practices, were they really staying on top of all of the genetic progress that they were taking advantage of? And so it just seemed to us that there was a gap that we wanted to fill with the most objective one-stop shop for resource of information on nutrition and management for sows. So that's how we basically came about to launching the program. I would say that there is a very good precedent in the consumer industry about awareness of dairy products. At some point, the industry got together to promote awareness of what dairy products do for consumers, what the benefits are. And if you remember the campaign that was first called 3 a day, then I believe it came to be 5 a day servings, 5 servings per day, with awareness and education about why dairy products are important. That is basically the model that we're following with Feeding for 30 program for sow nutrition and management.
At World Pork Expo, you had several presenters sharing information there. You also have a website, feedingfor30.com, and a Facebook page. What kind of information is being shared through the Feeding for 30 program?
What we are sharing is the importance of sow nutrition, specifically vitamins, minerals that go into the nutrition. We're talking about the management techniques. We're talking about the importance of birth weight, benchmarking the performance on the farm, how to obtain and maintain sow longevity, gestation and versus lactation feeding, the importance of colostrum, not all colostrum is created equal, various management and nutrition topics like that. Right now, we are drawing mostly upon the expertise from Purina Animal Nutrition, Zinpro Corporation, and DSM Nutritional Products. But the reason we're putting together a forum at the World Pork Expo, and this is our second year of that forum, is because we don't presume that we have all the answers, and there are a lot of producers out there that have learned a lot in the last several years and are in a position to share their learnings and expertise with their peers. So we're drawing upon the producers as well as we're drawing from our internal experts, and we are encouraging the producers to participate in the Feeding for 30 forum as well as dialogue on the website and the Facebook page.
So what does Purina believe is the possibility of the U.S. swine industry being able to reach the 30 pigs per sow per year goal? And what should producers do to focus on in order to reach that goal?
Well, we believe it is possible. In fact, that there are many producers that we work with that have met and maintained this goal in their operations. There are some that have met but chose not to maintain the goal because of the economics or specific situation on their operation that prevented them from doing that. So we are, as I said, drawing upon these people's experiences and learning a lot about what is and is not possible. But I believe that, and Purina Animal Nutrition believes that reaching and maintaining the goal of 30 pigs per sow per year is very attainable. You asked the question about how we believe that this could be obtained. There are, of course, multiple nutrition and management strategies that people can adopt. One of our areas of focus is importance of birth weight. We have been promoting pretty heavily the information we have tracked both within our research farm in Gray Summit, Missouri, as well as with herds that have been participating in our birth weight benchmarking study. What we have discovered over a period of 6-plus years and tracking the birth weights of 29,000 piglets is that a difference of 1 pound at birth, if this pig is 1 pound lighter than an average weight, that actually increases its chance of pre-wean mortality by 200%. So the pig is twice as likely to not survive all the way to weaning. Being a 1 pound lighter also means that this pig will likely be 2.8 pounds lower at weaning, or lighter at weaning, as well as 7.9 pounds lighter at nursery end weight. And since we know that our sow producers are striving for a lot of productivity, yes, they should definitely look at numbers of pigs that they produce, but also not so much at numbers as at the quality of pigs. That's why we're promoting the birth weight as one of the key indicators of the lifetime productivity of the sow and profitability at the on their operation.
So how can producers get involved then with the Feeding for 30 program?
We encourage a lot of dialogue. Certainly an annual Feeding for 30 forum is one way that they can participate if they plan to attend World Pork Expo, because it's an interactive dialogue between the audience, and we have over 100 people come in for those forums, as well as the panelist discussion. We certainly... If people are willing to follow us on Facebook, we certainly encourage that as well, because that provides them a less formal way of asking questions or offering their expertise and participating in a dialogue that way. They can also visit the feedingfor30.com, and 30 is spelled out as digits, 30, so www.feedingfor30.com, which serves as a library or a resource, online resource, for Feeding for 30 information that includes both the nutrition and management expertise from producers, Purina Animal Nutrition, Zinpro Corporation, and DSM Nutritional Products. At the upper right corner, they may choose to enter their email and receive free management tips via email. We send them out about once a month. They're a very short read, but they contain the up-to-date information that is all relevant to meeting and maintaining a goal of 30 pigs per sow per year.
All right. Very good. Elena, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just thank you for the opportunity to share the information about the program, and I certainly hope that this program continues to grow and awareness of the proper sow nutrition and management grows as well.
All right. Well, we'll be happy to get that information out to producers. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
Thanks.